iShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice, but guess what? You're going to hear him next week. He'll be back. This is his youngest son, Patrick. He'll be joining you for the next hour here alongside Kevin Lipson. We're broadcasting from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, located at 234 Newberry Street, which is Route 1. Come on by and see us. Have any questions for us, bring us a sample, bring us some questions. We'll answer them for you. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Gonna do a little clarification from the last hour. Louise had called and was talking about lichen. Just want to make sure everybody knows that when I was saying holly tone, I want it only for the azaleas and the rhododendron. That's the product used for there. For the lilac that she has, she should be either using 5-10-5 or plant tone. There's a couple products there, that she should be using for the lilacs. But the thing about the lilac is, it seemed like it was in the wrong spot. Seemed like it had too much shade. But again, do not use the holly tone on the lilacs. You want to use plant tone or a 5-10-5. Now, last hour we had a question from John regarding some walnuts on his tree, and we had gone into break, so it was we didn't hear everything. We had thought it was just part of his walnuts were falling, but actually it was all the walnuts were falling. And we did a little research, got a little bit more information for you, John. Kevin, what have you found out for us?
Yeah, John, you really should be spraying your walnut tree. Depending on its size, it may or may not be feasible. You need to be on a spray program. And real quickly, early in the spring, you would be spraying with a horticultural oil like Bonite all-season oil. Then you're going to be spraying with a liquid copper fungicide, and that will prevent blight that may be the cause of the drop. Beyond that, spraying with insecticidal soap. So it's not a simple solution. Timing is crucial too. If you want to give us a call at Northeast Nursery, 978-535-6550, I'd be glad to get a little bit more in depth with you.
Thank you, Kevin. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Bonide products have done it again. Weed Beater Ultra. Bonide now has the ultimate systemic broadleaf weed killer that is very effective down to 45 degree temperatures, unlike most other brands that are effective at 65 degrees or higher. This systemic broadleaf weed killer kills over 200 hard-to-kill weeds right down to the roots, with one application such as dandelions, creeping charlie, wild onion, poison ivy, without harming long grasses, and you'll still start seeing results in 24 hours. You'll be able to use this product in early spring to late fall. You'll be able to reseed in 2 weeks after the application. Weed Beater Ultra is available in a convenient quart size, ready-to-use applicator, pint or quart concentrate, or ready-to-spray with a built-in hose sprayer. You can go to www.bonide.com to find a retailer near you or to see a complete listing of all the Bonide products. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, let's get into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Up next, we have Dennis from Rhode Island who has a question about some poison ivy.
Dennis, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I've got a few poison ivy plants, and I've chosen to use, just pulling them out with rubber gloves and stuff. And, what's the best way to dispose of the plants once I get them all out? They're small.
To be on- There's a couple things you can do. What I would do is actually place them in a bag and almost sometimes double bag it because of the fact that when you put the trash out to get rid of it, somebody has to touch it there and they might be allergic to it. Just make sure the second bag isn't infected. Other than that, Kevin, do you think there's any other ways for Dennis to get rid of it?
No, that's the best. That's probably the best way to do it.
Just make sure you double bag it so that you're not affecting somebody else. If you choose to get rid of it that way. And we thank you for the phone call, Dennis. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Rebecca from Connecticut, who has a question about pine bark mulch and also a question about milky spore.
Rebecca, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a question about pine bark mulch and perennials. I had heard that it was detrimental this year to put that on. Do you have any alternative landscape, material that I could use to make it aesthetically appealing without, you know, disturbing my flower garden?
Yeah, Rebecca, I'm not sure. I haven't heard of pine bark mulch being detrimental to any plants. The only reason I would think that someone might be saying that is it might help to acidify the soil, and a lot of perennials might like a more neutral to higher pH. But I've used pine bark mulch around my perennials for years, and I've never had any problems, and I'm going to continue to do it. Besides pine bark mulch, there's hemlock mulch, there are buckwheat hulls, there are cocoa mulch. Those would all be suitable.
They also, there are some products out there. It's like a perennial enriching mulch. If you're using them in your perennials, you can use that as well. But I haven't heard anything about not using pine bark mulch at all. I haven't heard anything about that. And did you have you had another question about some milky spore, Rebecca?
Yes. Actually, this property is in Rhode Island. It's an old family property, and there were some brown beetles. And the only thing that was, taking care of them was diazinon. And, because I can't find it anymore, I was wondering if the milky spore product would, correct those brown beetles as well, because they come out at night and attack my butterfly bush. So.
Right. Well, the milky spore, it is an organic control, but it's found not to be very effective, if effective at all. If someone has decided to go organic, that's really the only choice. But a more effective way would be to use a product called Dilox. And Dilox will kill very rapidly all of the beetle grubs that are in the lawn. It's a great product, effective and fairly safe. The other product that you would want to use would be Merit. And Merit will prevent the new batch of beetle grubs that will be coming out late in the summer.
Now, one other thing with the milky spore, a lot of people have used it. What it does is it actually will attack there's beneficial organisms in there the spores will actually attack the grubs and kill the spores, which will actually create new spores and create your soil into an area that is full of these milky spores. There are a lot of people who have used it and really liked it. It's a great product. It does just take a little bit of time to work in the soil. And we thank you for the phone call here. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joyce from Massachusetts, who has a question about some pesky violets.
Joyce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, this year I am seeing overrun the backyard by the white violets everywhere. So I went over to the Agway, and they suggested I use Bonide Weed Killer Ultra, which I did, and they're still there. It's been a few weeks, and I was wondering, should I spray them again or go to something else?
Did you notice anything die at all, or did it just nothing happen?
No, I didn't see anything disappear. In fact, they're popping up other places, too.
Now, my other question, when you sprayed this, did it rain after it at all?
No, we had a dry week there. That's why I used it, because we had about three, four days of dryness.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, is there something else I can use on them?
Because Bonide does have a some other products you can use on them. Kevin, what do you
The Ultra, I don't believe, list violets. I don't think that's the one that you that would be the best to use for violets. The one that would work is a controls both broadleaf weeds and crabgrass. And that product by Bonide does list violets. Violets are very difficult to kill, and it'll probably take more than one application, but you got to be sure you're using the right product.
There is a product. It's called a crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer control. They sell it in a ready-to-use a spray bottle or a hose end as well that you can use. It's listed right on there for wild violets, and that should kill them. It's a great product by Bonide. That's the product I would use. It's a crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. And as you've heard my father talk the past couple of weeks, he has a great garden journal that you can find on his website at paulparent.com. It's a great garden journal that has photos. It has graph layouts. It also can write down about all the different gardens. And with Mother's Day right around the corner, which is next Sunday, remember that next Sunday is Mother's Day. It would be great to get this for your mother or spouse who is a mother. Visit paulparent.com and you can get some more information. Again, it's paulparent.com. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. We are broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, located at 234 Newbury Street, which is right on Route 1 on the corner of Lowell Street. Come on by. Come see us. We got some great sales going on. We got some rhododendrons on sale, some pears on sale. We even have azaleas, 2-gallon, 18 to 24 inches, in full bloom for $15. I don't know how we do it, but we're doing it. $15 for a 2-gallon azalea in full bloom. Come on down and see us. Phone number, 800-259-9231.
Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Idas Resources. April 30th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1176.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1207.99, $603.99 for a half ounce, or $302 for the quarter ounce. That's $1207.99, $603.99, and $302.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. He'll be here for the next about 45 minutes to answer the rest of your gardening questions. We'll do the best we can. I'm joined with Kevin Lipson. We're broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. Come on down and see us after the show, and we can help you out. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Nick from Maine, who has a question about caterpillars.
Nick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. In the late summer, early fall, 10 caterpillars last two or three years have taken pretty much all the foliage off of my black cherry trees in my yard. And I wonder if there's a way that I can either get rid of or at least control their munching on my leaves.
All right, Kevin, what do you think about this here?
Yeah, that could be a real problem. In fact, 10 caterpillars love, if we're talking about the wild cherry, the wild black cherry.
Yeah.
They love those, or choke cherry. Bonnie makes a really good product called Caterpillar Killer. Great name for a good product. It comes in a hose and applicator, so all you have to do is attach it to your hose and spray. It will shoot about 25 feet. Hopefully that's enough. The good thing about it is it will kill any caterpillar that it touches, but there'll be some residual effect. So go ahead, and I would start doing that at the very first signs of caterpillars, and then maybe every couple of weeks, and that should help a whole lot.
Yeah, the great thing about that product, it's called Caterpillar Killer. It actually there is a residual there of about 6 to 8 weeks. When it says 6 to 8 weeks, I like to go on the earlier end of that and make sure I keep it covered. But it's Caterpillar Killer that will kill the caterpillars. We thank you for the phone call, Nick. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Plants like water, plants like sun, but plants love food. That's right, food. Give me food, they cry. Food, the stuff that helps us grow strong roots and blooming flowers. Well, now it's never been easier to give your plants the food they love, the food they need. Miracle-Gro is a liquid plant food you attach to your garden hose, making it easier to feed and water plants at the same time. Gigantic geraniums, enormous eggplants, immense impatience. Any plant you grow will grow twice as big with liquid feed versus just watering. Simply attach the feeder to your garden hose, insert the liquid feed bottle, and you're good to go. And the ready-to-use refill bottles means there's nothing to mix or measure, and there's never any mess. So if you want giant japonicas, japonicas that make other japonicas jealous, pick up the Miracle-Gro liquid feed this weekend. Now feeding is as easy as watering. Miracle-Gro. Start right, finish big. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Broadcasting live from Peabody, Massachusetts, Northeast Nursery. And just right about that liquid feed. Now come on down to see us at Northeast Nursery. We actually have it on sale right now, the actual bottle in the package. Come on down. You might get a good price on it. Phone number here again, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Ben from Massachusetts who has a question about apricot and cherry blossoms.
Ben, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Yeah, I have a little problem, Patrick, with my apricot trees and cherry trees. It's been happening the last couple of years. As soon as the blossoms drop, my buds seem to wilt, and I get very few fruit.
Okay, so it's happened in the past couple of years?
Yes.
All right, Kevin, what do you think we can do for Ben here?
Ben, are you using a fruit tree spray?
Well, I use Bonide towards the middle of the year after the fruit developed. Yeah.
Well, you need to use the Bonide fruit tree spray, but you need to follow the directions. And that means starting to spray at green tip stage. That's before the leaves or the blossoms have come out, when the buds are just starting to show a little bit of green. And then you're spraying every 2 weeks. Be sure to read the label. But just spraying once in the middle of the season is not going to take care of that problem. You need to prevent the problem.
That fruit tree spray, one of the biggest things about it, if you read it on the label, it actually says you need to start 2 weeks prior to the actual first part of it. It's got a list of every time you should be spraying and identical the amounts of spray you should be using. Fruit tree spray is many times. It's about 10 to 14 days it needs to be done. The biggest thing when it comes to any fruit is a pest management prior. You know when it's going to start every year, so make sure you're getting there about 2 weeks prior and getting it done to give it some sort of fighting chance for the future. Just doing it once, it helps it a little bit, but it doesn't help it completely. So you want to make sure you do take care of it all year long. We thank you for the phone call, Ben. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. We're here to answer all your gardening questions as best we can. My father, Paul, will be back next week. He's on in Croatia right now. He'll be back next Sunday broadcasting live for you, as always. And look forward to seeing you. Phone number, 800-259-9231.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good morning, Gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Joining you for the next half hour, trying to answer all your gardening questions. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Doug from Vermont, who has a question about a river birch and also what to do with bags of potting soil, or the aftermath of a bag of potting soil.
Doug, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I had a question on the river birches. I put a couple of young river birches in last year, and I'm noticing a lot of growth around the bottom of them, and I'm wondering if I should be snipping that off.
Now, those are they coming out from the branching
base
themselves? And when they come out, do they come out just a little bit and then shoot straight up?
Yes.
All right. A lot of those seem to be sucker growth. That's actually, you want to get rid of some of that. The river birch does grow in clumps, and it will get some sucker growth to it. Some of that can take away from the upper growth. So I like to usually get rid of that. It thins out a little bit on the bottom. But you can do that. After you do that, you might want to fertilize it with some plants, with some tree tone, just to give it a little bit of vigor and some oomph back to the plant once it gets rid of those sucker growth. And then you had a...
Yeah, my second question is about the plastic bag. I get a lot of plastic bags during the spring, mulch and potting soil and such. And I'm wondering what I should do with those. I feel guilty throwing them out. Should we be recycling those somewhere, or how does that work?
I'm sure in your area you can look in to see if you have a recycling center. I know down in our area, twice a month we have a recycling truck that goes by and will actually take plastic. That's as long as it's, you know, cleaned out and it's not dirty. Not when I mean dirty, I mean just full of something in it. A lot of recycling centers will take them. They're starting to do that to help our earth live longer. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how the sun and shade would affect the plants? Help is on the way with the new Sunstick. This new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden. Helps you select the right shrubs for your yard. The Sunstick tells you just how much sunshine or shade is in the location you have selected for the plants. So before you plant, use the Sunstick. Put the right plant in the right place this year. Go to www.gosunstick.com for a garden center near you. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Charlie from New Hampshire, who has a question about clover.
Charlie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking the call. I've got a question. I have an existing lawn that has a lot of clover that's invading the lawn. And I wanted to know what's the best way to treat it. And I also wanted to know if I use a treatment, can I plant new grass seed while I'm treating the clover to get rid of it?
Well, I'll tell you the product you can use to get rid of the clover. It also does chickweed as well. It's a clover and chickweed killer by Bonide. It's a great product. Comes in a concentrate, a pint bottle. You have to mix it up with a hose spray in a sprayer to apply onto the lawn. Kevin, what do you think about seeding at the same time?
Well, you cannot seed at the same time, and I'd have to refer to the label on that particular product. And it will tell you specifically how long to wait before seeding. I would say that if you've got a bad clover problem, to tackle it with that product, don't worry about seeding. Just go ahead and get rid of the clover. You'll be able to seed. Actually, you can seed in the middle of the summer as long as you're able to water properly, or definitely in the fall would be a great time.
One of the things with this product, and we've said it a couple times today, sometimes once you when you use it once, it doesn't kill everything. Some will come back, so you might want to use it twice, maybe three times to get rid of it. I'd worry about eradicating the problem and then go and fix the area with the seed later. They actually do say sometimes that seeding is best to not have some weeds come up and grow if you do plant seed in the fall. It's actually you can start in the late summer, end of August, and go into the fall to do planting seed. That would be a great time to do it. We thank you for the phone call, Charlie. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Rufus from Cape Cod, who has a question about fertilizer.
Rufus, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I think you're doing a great job filling in for your father this morning.
Thank you.
I like to listen to you guys' program all the time now. What I wanted to ask was that I've been using an experimental fertilizer this season. It's a mixture of human feces and just a couple other things, and I want to know if it's going to burn my garden up at the pH levels.
Well, one of the things that you might want to do, if you already placed this into the areas?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One of the things I would suggest sometimes before, prior to doing this, or you can do it now, is getting a soil test of the area to find out how it's going to affect the pH levels, et cetera, because you might have already had either a high or a low pH, and by doing what you did, you might have bumped it up a little bit. One of the products that is there that you could use, Jonathan Green has a product, Miracal, that will help balance it. It's a lime that will help balance the soil. There's also a couple other products out there. What do you think, Kevin, on the situation here?
Well, I would say if you're using any type of manure, whether from animal or humans, you do not want to put it, use it as a fertilizer until it's decomposed. Otherwise, it probably will burn the lawn or whatever else you're putting it on.
And we thank you for the phone call, Rufus. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. EcoSmart Mosquito Fogger is a natural alternative to Raid Yard Guard, a non-toxic plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticides, safe to use around children and pets, kills and repels mosquitoes and other flying insects, including mayflies. Fast-acting formula kills on contact. Provides up to 8-hour area protection. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use around food preparation, grilling, and picnics. This will not harm the environment. It's convenient, ready-to-use aerosol spray. Look for the blue and white package with the red safety seal and pictures of children and pets on the label. Not just smart, EcoSmart. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Dorothy from New Hampshire, and she has a question about the red lily beetle.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, my lilies are up, and they're absolutely beautiful, but I know it's a matter of minutes until the red lily beetles arrive. What can I do?
Kevin, what are your thoughts on the lily leaf beetle?
Yeah, neem is a very good control for the lily beetle. It is an organic control, but it's one of the organic controls that work very, very well. And I would spray right away to help prevent, and probably spray, I would say, on a weekly basis.
I was also I was reading an article the other day from University of Rhode Island Extension. They were saying spinosad will actually work on this as well. That could work as well. You can try spinosad or the neem oil that Kevin had suggested. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. And we are broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, located at 234 Newbury Street. Come on by and see us. You can see Kevin and I for the rest of the day here. Bring us some questions. Bring us a couple leaf spots. If there's something wrong with it, we can try and answer. While you're down here, pick up some of these azaleas. They are amazing. $15 for a 2-gallon azalea, 18 to 24 inches. We got other products on sale today. We got 20% off ornamental pears. Those are amazing. They're flowering right. They flower in the spring. They give you a great color in the fall. It's a great product. We also got some rhododendrons on sale. We even have Stelladora daylilies. They bloom multiple times during the year. They're 1 gallon, 3 for $15. They're a great product for you. If you're looking into hostas and you want some shade area, we have 2-gallon hostas that right now that are showing about 12 inches of growth, 3 for $25. It's amazing prices today. This is going to be going on for a couple weeks here. But come on by and stop by now. And next week's Mother's Day, you might want to stop by and get a couple of these for your mom. If mom's a gardener, come on, stop by and give her something nice for the yard. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Anna from Massachusetts, who has a question about her basil.
Anna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm just a lover of sweet basil. And no matter where I've tried to grow it, between tomatoes or marigolds, or even on my porch and window boxes, bugs, tiny little bugs always seem to get at it, and I don't want to spray it with poison. What can I do to get some nice, fresh, sweet basil for the summertime?
Kevin, what do you think Anna can do here?
Anna, did you say potato bugs?
No, they're tiny little bugs. You barely can see them until you turn the leaves over, and I don't know what they are.
I don't care.
We're in the yard. I grow them out, even on my porch.
Yeah.
They're there.
Yeah, those sound like aphids. And there are some good products that you can use that are definitely safe and environmentally friendly on vegetables. Bonide 8, that's E-I-G-H-T, is something that you can use. And it will tell you on the label how soon you can use that before harvesting. On some things, it's as soon as the same day. Other things, you have to wait, you know, up to 7 days. Aphids are really bad, and they're very hard to control. I suggest using something like that for best control.
And we thank you for the phone call, Anna. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Priscilla from Cape Cod, who has a question about some pesky shoots and also a question about mycorrhiza.
Priscilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I have a mountain ash, and I keep getting shoots coming from the base of the trunk. And I've tried cutting them back, and I've tried also putting, like, wet newspapers over them so they don't get any sunlight. But they just keep popping through. How do I get rid of them? And my second question was on mycorrhizas. What products contain them?
Okay. Kevin, what do you think on the sucker growth here?
Well, on a lot of trees, when they produce sucker growth, it can be a sign that the tree itself is not doing well. Many trees are grafted, and that mountain ash is probably grafted. The sucker growth would be coming from below the graft. All you can do is to keep on cutting it off. How is the tree itself doing?
So-so. It doesn't look like it's dying, but it doesn't look like it's very healthy also.
Yeah, the mountain ash is a really pretty tree, but it's susceptible to some problems, and it can be a little bit difficult. So like I said, the sucker growth is kind of a sign that it's not happy.
One of the things you can do in it, Priscilla, is you're going to want to try, just keep getting rid of those sucker growths. Just keep getting rid of it as much as you can. But it is a sign that something else is happening above those shoots on the tree. Take a look at some of the leaves, see if there's anything on it. If there are some issues, bring it down to a local garden center and see if they can help you out and see if we can try and eradicate something that's going on above the shoots. Now, regarding mycorrhizae, you were looking for what products have them. There's a couple products that do have them. There's a product called Thrive. It's a mycorrhizae, beneficial mycorrhizae that will attack the root system and create a greater root system for the plants. That's one product. Espoma actually has some mycorrhizae in some of their products. I'll say right on the bag that it has mycorrhizae in it. It's a great product to use, and it has it in most of the different fertilizers for all the different styles of plants. And we thank you for the phone call, Priscilla. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, we got enough time to do another caller?
Oh, yeah, we got about 30 seconds, and a quick one from Ray in Vermont, who has a question about potatoes.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, that's been a connection. Paul was talking about an inoculant that you could put on potatoes so that they would fend off the blight that attacked us last summer. I didn't get the name of the product because I was out in the barn.
I believe it's called Actinovate. It's be used on tomatoes. It's called Actinovate. You can look it up on the internet. There's some more information about it, or you can go to my father's website at paulparent.com. It'll have some information on the side there. You can go there. And we thank you for the phone call, Ray. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts on the field with Dave Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, your field looks great.
In this league, Ashton, it has to. That's why we use Scotts.
Nice. Any advice for fans who want their grass to be green and thick?
Funny you should ask. I actually helped Scotts develop two new products to do just that. Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Fenway Park Grass Seed.
Oh, so now fans can use the same Scotts fertilizer technology and actual grass seed varieties you use here.
Absolutely. Now anyone can get big league results, even if they don't happen to have a grounds crew.
Hey, that'll certainly give Red Sox fans something to get excited about.
Yep, that, and beating the Yankees.
Yeah, Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Grass Seed by Scotts. Scotts, the official lawn care company of the Boston Red Sox.
Play ball!
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life. Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We got a couple of minutes left in the program. We'll try and answer a few questions, and then we'll be on our way. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Bill from New Hampshire, who has a question about blueberries.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes. You talking to me now?
Yep. Bill, how can I help you?
Oh, okay. I come here unannounced. blueberry bushes. Do they need the shade or the sun most of the day?
They're going to be happier in full sun. They will take lesser amounts of sun. In fact, they might even grow in light shade, but you're going to get much better fruit production in full sun.
Somebody told them they like the shade better, but the ones in the sun is taller, bigger, more fruits, and as the four go down, more and more in the shade, and the last one is really small. The second question, transplant that small one and move it in the sun now, or do I have to wait till the end of the season now?
I would wait till the end of the season. Wait till the leaves drop off. It's always a better time to move plants when they go dormant.
One of the things that will happen, Bill, is if you move that now, you might not get any production from that blueberry. Wouldn't be a very good thing for you, especially if you're using it to eat the fruits. One of the things I do suggest is when you do transplant it, to use a plant starter that will help with transplant shock. They have it in liquid form. You can also use Thrive products. They have a flower Thrive or a vegetable Thrive. You can use that, and it's a great product to use. And we thank you for the phone call, Bill. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is John from Maine, who has a question about some vines.
John, hello. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a leafy vine that's starting to take over some of my lilac bushes in my yard. And I don't know. I noticed my neighbor had this same vine on some of the actually a tree that he had, but it didn't travel to my yard, but maybe it was pollinated. Anyway, it's a very aggressive growing vine. I thought I had it all up last year. I noticed that it's coming up, and it seems like it's really starting to take over. What can I use, a chemical or something I can use, or this plant to try to get rid of it?
Kevin, what are your thoughts on this problem here?
The best way to control a vine like that would be to cut it right off at the ground and then pull out the top from the lilac or whatever else is growing in. If the stem or the trunk of the vine is at least a half inch, I would paint a Roundup or Brush Be Gone brush killer right on that fresh cut. If it's smaller, just go ahead and cut it and look for the new shoots to come out. And then use Roundup. And Roundup is going to work on right through the leaves. So if it's a big stem, cut it and paint the Roundup undiluted right on it. Otherwise, when the new shoots come out, wait for those leaves to open and spray with Roundup. And keep on doing that. Wait for it to die, cut, and then repeat as necessary. And you will win eventually.
It's going to take some time, John, but you're going to have to be persistent with it. With those leaves, just make sure once you eradicate them, you get rid of them. But the painting on the bottom stem of that is the biggest thing that will help get through there. It's going to come back, and when the leaves come back on that, that's when you want to spray it. If it's all over your lilac, you're not going to want to spray the lilac. You're going to want to make sure you get the leaves off of that to do that. Just make sure you don't spray it into the lilac because you'll end up hurting the lilac. And we thank you for the phone call, John. Well, my father will be back next week. He'll be helping you on your gardening questions. He left me here today to help you guys the best we could. I brought along my sidekick, Kevin Lipson. We're here at Northeast Nursery. He's gone by today, Dr. Lawn and the Lawn Ranger.
Among other things.
Among other things. And Kevin, I really appreciate you helping me out with the show today. You've helped out tremendously here at the nursery as well.
It was a lot of fun, Patrick. Anytime.
And you can come and see us at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. We're located at 234 Newbury Street. Again, that's in Peabody, which is 234 Newbury Street is actually Route 1. We're right on the corner of Lowell Street and Route 1. Come see us. Ask us some questions. Bring some leaf samples, and Kevin can help you. If you have any lawn questions, remember, the Lawn Ranger is here to help you out. Again, my father will be here back next week. Thank him for everything, allowing me to do this show, allowing me to help you guys the best we can. You guys have a great week, and my father will be back next week. Remember the phone number, 800-259-9231. Give him a call next week and tell him how we did.